Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it
and
live.
Notice you didn't hear a no. That's because, surprise, surprise, Rob Parker is actually in the building.
Kid Dynamite!
I mean, he's been prancing all over America, going to baseball games and hanging out here, hanging out there. And he now is back. And I, for one, am glad about it. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. It's great to be back. And what a vacation it was, Chris Broussard, and you're right. I traveled all over the country. It's been unbelievable. What a great time. Such great hospitality. Great to see a lot of people. Got to see my nephew's new son, Jules, down there, a couple months old, Chris. My nephew Alvin and his wife, they bought a house. It just was a nice trip. You know what I mean? Mixed in family and friends. So it was great. Absolutely.
Good, good, good. Well, it's good to have you back, man. And I just got back yesterday from a vacation.
To Mexico, right? Is that where you went? Mexico.
Martha's Vineyard 2 weeks ago. Mexico last week.
And had a great time. With a new job, I should say. Congratulations and mazel tov. That's right. Because I wasn't
here. Thank you, my man.
So there
yes,
you go.
I appreciate that. Yeah. First things first, co-host. So if you're out in L.A., we're on from 4:30 to 6:30 a.m. Check us out. But Eastern time, 7:30 to 9:30, and we're having a good time, so it's a lot of fun. But so is the Odd Couple, and I'm excited to really be back as a tandem. And I've been doing it with fill-ins, and you've been doing it with fill-ins.
Right.
And so now we are back for a while. I will be off Friday. That'll be my last day off for a while.
Right.
And then
I mean,
football
we're back
kicks
to the fall,
we will
right?
Get it started. We go, yes.
Well, that's it. I mean,
yeah,
and then we'll be here through the rest of the, at least, you know, through the Super Bowl, or for the most part, you know, maybe a day or two here, but no vacation time through the Super Bowl, which will be in L.A. this year, Chris. So who knows? Maybe you will be in L.A.
I don't know when I'll be back to L.A. Because
I told you you were never coming back. I told you that a year. Am I right, Alex?
You sure
a
did,
A year
Rob.
Ago.
You have been saying it. I am going to search the internet for a Sizzler coupon that I can send to David Gaskin.
You better send
him
up. Send him, you know, with that new job, send him a $300 gift card to Mastro's, you know?
I've been watching these, like, Where's My Beef videos, and I've been really learning how to save money here and there, so
yeah,
I ain't sending him no $300 gift card.
You don't need to save any money between your daughter's graduating college, off your payroll, new gig, big gig on FS1 on the First Things First. You know, the Odd Couple continues to roll on. We're about to celebrate.
Yes, we do.
Start our fourth year on
start
the 17th.
Start our fourth year, yes.
Which is unbelievable when you think about the 3 or 4 months we did on that Sunday, right, when we were first put together, and now on the 17th.
They started us on weekends to see if it would work. Obviously, it did. I don't know how long we did it, 5-6 months?
Yeah, 5 or 6 months,
and then they made it daily, and we have signed up for another 3 years.
We're going to be around.
Yes.
Hello.
So the Odd Couple is going nowhere. A lot of people were asking me, Rob, if, you know, when I got the gig with First Things First, are you going to do the Odd Couple? Absolutely. We are going nowhere, so at least the next 3 years, but I think it'll even be longer than that. And so we are here to stay, and so is the Odd Couple crew. Well, their position is a little more tenuous because Rob Guerra, the super producer, as much as he likes us, he's always sending out his resume.
We know
Like every week, he's sending his resume somewhere.
We had to talk him out of a couple of jobs. You know what I mean? Because we don't want him to leave. But you know, at some point, you know, we'll figure out.
DJ Alex Tyshirt, Rob, he's moonlighting on the Herd. I mean, whenever the Herd calls, like he just drops us like a
bad habit.
Yes, drops it like a bad habit, goes to learn at Collins' feet. And so that's who we're rolling with, but we love him. On the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Obviously, I mean, unless you've been under a rock, you know what the big news is of the day. The New England Patriots release, Rob, the guy that I think everyone, whether you thought Mac Brown or Mac Jones was better, or going to be better, or going to start eventually. I thought he'd start in the 5th week of the season. I thought that was probably a good time to throw him in with a soft part of the schedule coming. But I think everybody, Rob, thought that Cam Newton was going to be the starter. And today, they go ahead and release him, really putting his NFL career in jeopardy. But I think they may have done him, tried to do him a favor at least. We don't know, right? We don't know. There's been no reports on why they released him. Obviously, Mac Jones was going to be the starter.
Was it the rap music? No, I'm just asking.
Right.
Racist. No,
my guess, Rob, is a guess, speculation, is that because we saw how much respect Bill Belichick and the organization have for Cam, and I don't think it was fake. I don't think it was phony.
His teammates voted him captain, Chris.
Right.
So it couldn't have been
after
fake.
A couple weeks there. Right. Yeah, so I think it was legit. I think, Rob, that they probably went to him and said, look, we're going to go with Mac Jones. The reports are that when Cam was out with COVID-19 last week, you know, he didn't have it, but he was on the list and he had to sit out for 3 practices. That Mac Jones, who had already looked good, really played incredibly well with the starters against the New York Giants in their practices and looked really good. And that's when people are saying he won the job. And whatever the case, they decided to go with him. And I think, Rob, they gave Cam the option. I think they probably said, look, we can keep you as a backup, but if you want, you know, you want to try to go somewhere else and start or play, fight for a starting job, we get it, and we're willing to release you if that's what you want. I think that's what happened, but I don't know. We'll find out, hopefully, within the next day or two. But what are your thoughts, Rob? I'll get to mine after you, but what are your thoughts on this?
I thought that, and I think, Chris, I'm not sure if you were working that day or when we talked about it. I think you were. And I said, if Cam's not the starter, he's got to be released. You remember that? I think you were working.
I think we talked about that. Yeah. We did talk about, like, can you even have him as a backup?
Right, that he couldn't be a backup, you know, in that situation. It was either he has to be the starter or you have to move on for him. And so I'm not totally surprised that if you're going to go that way. Now, what I am surprised is that given all the moves and the money and the stuff that they spent, I thought they were trying to make a play and trying to win. Now, the only and I'm not saying that they're not trying to win with Mac Jones. The only problem is, as you've talked about before, rookie quarterbacks don't win you anything, not big. Not the grand prize. And the other thing is, if he goes backwards or sideways, you know what I mean, once the real game starts, there's no going back anywhere. Like that's the danger in this.
Don't you think that once you go to Jones, whether it's the first game or the fourth game, that you can't really – I mean, you could theoretically. But don't you think it's hard to go back to Cam in that situation?
No, I agree with that.
Because he is your quarterback of the future.
I agree with that. But my point is that I needed to see Cam play four games before I'm ready to turn it over. Do you know what I mean? I made all these moves. I just want to see – for the last time in real games, not against backups, Chris, and not against in practice and all that, let me watch four games, see if we have anything with a quarterback, and then if you don't have anything, the season's not over and you go to Mac Jones. I'm saying now, if you put Mac Jones in, all right, he's the starter, and you go 0-4, your season might be over. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that you – I mean, that's the only part that I don't understand, unless they just felt like, Cam had nothing. I mean, that had to be it more so than the kid is all that. I think it's Cam has nothing.
He looked good. Obviously, you can argue that he outplayed Cam in the preseason. Now, a lot of that was he got far more opportunities, more than twice as many opportunities.
And who's he playing
in the preseason?
Against?
Right, and he was playing against the second units in most cases. Cam looked fine. He didn't look great. He looked fine. He looked
like he could be
a starter.
Right.
But I think Mac Jones, they just felt like he was going to give them the best chance to win. I do think, now again, I thought they'd start Cam. This is the way I thought it was going to go, Rob. I thought they would, they got Miami first, then the Jets. And I thought Cam would start with a short leash. And if he couldn't do anything against the Jets, that defense, I know they got Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator, as a head coach now and all that, and that's fine. But they're a bad defense, at least at this point. And if he struggled against them, I think alarm bells start going off. And then they got New Orleans, which I think is going to be better than people think. Certainly that defense is still good. And then you got Tampa Bay with Brady, and I don't think you want to make Mac Jones' first start against Tampa Bay. So I thought, Rob, assuming Cam would be mediocre to bad in the first four games, that game five, week five, they play Houston, who's horrible. Then, six of their last next seven opponents after Tampa Bay have losing records. And I thought that's when they go to Mac Jones and it would be his job.
What happens if Mac Jones can't get anything done against the Jets? I'm just giving you the other side.
I don't think they were going to Cam, because it's just
– No.
We saw it. They did it in Miami, right? They went from Tua to Fitzpatrick to Tua, then Tua to Fitzpatrick. And it just gets too wacky.
No. You got to make a decision. There's no doubt about it. And I'm just saying – I really thought that they would start with Cam for the first four, see where he is, Chris, if he can get anything back. This is a guy who won an MVP and went to the Super Bowl or whatever. And there's a lot of things that happened last year, and I'm not making excuses. It's just fact of what happened. But then again, this year, he had got COVID last year, and then he had to go on a COVID protocol, right? And then there was a misunderstanding about him missing time. all kinds of stuff.
That
so
really
a
hurt
lot of
him,
stuff
Rob.
There. Yeah, I know.
I mean, by the reports, that's when people are saying Mac, you know, just wowed the Patriots. And he destroyed, you know, reportedly, the Giants, whose defense is okay in practices. And that, you know, now maybe, Rob, you know, that's kind of a romantic thing, right?
Right.
It makes it, oh, it's such a great story.
Yeah, you know, he won the job, exactly. Right.
Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what's being reported, and it's certainly feasible. But I'll say this, Rob, and I know everybody looks at Cam's age. He's only 32, and he's still, you know, like you said, he was an MVP. He got a team to a Super Bowl. I think he's done as a great quarterback. I don't think that's any revelation. Could he be maybe solid? Could he maybe be a legitimate starter? Yeah, I guess. But I don't think he can be a very good quarterback anymore. I just think he's banged up. I think he's taken so many hits. We know he was a running, you know, he ran a lot. He wasn't a running quarterback, but he ran a lot. And Rob, you noticed they treat him like he was a fullback. The refs. They right. let him take shots that
because
other quarterbacks
so
typically
strong,
don't take.
Right.
Yeah.
He
looks
no,
like
he
Derrick Henry
up.
Out there, you know? And I just think he's beat up physically, Rob. And, so I thought this was coming soon, but at least the start that Jones would start. But I didn't know it would come this soon, as nobody did. So that's it. And let's see what the callers think, right? It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. And I have you. Did you do your trash talk today?
I did. I trashed.
Did you trash?
I trashed the Mets.
Yeah, that makes
I trashed
sense.
The Mets players. Chris, come on, man. How are you biting the hand that feeds you? You can't. Yeah. You can't rip on fans. Come on, man. I'm just.
Is that what made them apologize? That
yeah,
you,
of course.
you
no, oh, no. But you know the owner's business. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what?
No,
people call
no
up.
Doubt.
You know
they
that.
They were called onto the carpet. No doubt.
Right.
No
oh,
doubt.
Oh, they were like, you're
it.
Going to apologize.
Yes.
No
yes.
ifs, ands, or buts, because you're costing us money.
Yep.
Right?
And yep, exactly. So we will get to that later. We're going to address that issue. But for now, it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. All right, here it is. Did the New England Patriots make the right decision by dumping Cam Newton and handing the keys over to Mac Jones? It is your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369. All right, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple on a Tyshir Tuesday, a Trash Talk Tuesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Cam Newton cut. What are your thoughts? Mistake or did they do the right thing? Let's hear what you got.
That's right. Did they see the future before we saw it? Let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Oh, my God. My uncle's from another mother, man. It's like a family reunion on the show today, baby. How y'all living over there?
Man, the summer's over, man.
We're doing well, my man.
We had all that time from last year, right? Didn't take any time off, so here we are. We're back.
Hey, man, well-deserved. Big Rob, you know you're the hardest man in the business, man. I'm glad you got a little vacation. Glad you got to sightsee a little bit. We still waiting for you in Sacramento. Congratulations to Chris, man. I know he doing it big time right now, man. We better still see you on the Odd Couple for these next 3 years, bro. Don't be big timing us over here, bro.
That's right.
Nah, I'm in it to win it, man, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, and shout out to Torres, VJ, Husky, you know, Rob filling in. But, hey, I'm going to keep it real, man. They got to cut the check for the Big A Alex Tyshir and the super producer Rob G. Without those two, man, I don't even know what this show would be, man. Come on now.
Wow.
Alex's head doesn't need to get any bigger.
Hey, it's man, already they hard getting him in the studio. Give them the lifetime contract, man. They make the world go around, man.
We gladly do it.
That's right.
They got wandering eyes. They got wandering eyes. It's not
our fault. Now that glass in the booth there just got dented from Alex's head, you know?
Hey, man. Hey, but it wouldn't be nothing else if the Collins weren't on. So my two cents real quick, man, is, hey, this should have been done last year. Cam had no business getting signed to that contract as a starter. He's been washed since he tore that rotator cuff. It's even worse now that he has all these leg injuries. And come on, man, if you really want to be a legit starter in this league and really be a leader, go ahead and get your COVID shot, man. You got people in the locker room with compromised immune system. You risking everybody's paycheck, Cam. Come on, man. You know better than that, baby. This is well-deserved, and I feel like this is Mac Jones' big shot. He deserves it so much more than Cam does right now.
Well, Rob, we're going to get into, in the third hour, you know, what Cam's future looks like. And I think that vaccination is going to be a factor, Rob.
Is the team going to want to bring him in if he's not vaccinated? It is going to be a factor. And you know what, Chris? Right now, people could use that it was an experimental drug and you don't know what this and that. You can't use that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, either you got to get on board or a company can make a decision on which way they want to go. You know, like, that's where we are. And there'll be people who will be on the outside looking in because they don't want to do it. And it's their choice, but you got to live with what the new world we're living in. You know what I mean? So it could hamper him because
look,
you see some teams.
Wherever he goes, is going to be as a backup. Are you bringing in an unvaccinated backup quarterback?
No. I don't think you are. I agree with you. Russell in Baltimore, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Russell?
Hey, guys. It's great to have you both back. You guys
thank
got
you.
The best show on the radio.
Oh, thank you, my man.
Up on Game is going to give you a run for your money, but right now you guys are the king.
Hey, the two of us have more degrees than the three of them. They're not overtaking us.
You know what? You guys are great. So,
thanks.
I wanted to say, Cam brought this on himself. Bill Belichick does not deal with uncertainties and guys not putting team first. The best quality of the GOAT is he came in early, stayed late, never said the wrong thing, and was a great leader. And Cam got COVID last year. He gets COVID again, protocols this year. The guy won't get the shot, and his career is hanging by a thread. I mean, to me, guys, come on, that doesn't show me he's very, I don't know, he's smart, he's the brightest bulb on the chandelier. I'm from Baltimore, and our quarterback he's really good, so he can do
he's
this.
Not vaccinated either.
Him.
Yeah, well, for
Lamar's
right
not
now,
vaccinated either.
I know for right now, but we'll see how this thing plays out. And you know what, Chris? Well, let's send. And I'm not saying everybody's in Cam's situation, but I'm sure that there's some buzz around NFL locker rooms about, you know, not being vaccinated if you go down with COVID. You know what I mean?
Right.
And somebody else. Like there's a little bit of that, I mean, out
well,
there.
Well, Rob, so. we talked yesterday. Ephraim Salam filled in for you, obviously former NFL player. And T.J. Houshmandzadeh talked about this last week. They both agreed. They said, look, if a quarterback that's unvaccinated misses a game and it costs you maybe a trip to the playoffs because you lose that one game
it
or
could
two games
cost
or whatever.
You, right.
Or if for some reason, I mean, it have to. This is possible. We know about forfeits. So if a team had to forfeit a game, and you know, Rob, that's paychecks. Yep. They said dudes will look at that guy sideways. All right, because now you're costing us money. Even if the game's not forfeited, maybe the fact that we didn't make the playoffs. Could cost us money. You know what I mean? Or guys get cut because you didn't win, whatever it is. But, yeah, and they said it's not a problem now because it's a preseason.
But now once the game starts, right. Yeah. I agree. Let's squeeze in Robert from Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? Glad to have you guys back.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say that I think that the reason that they cut him was just me. Because he didn't get the vaccination like everybody's saying. And my only thing with that is I don't think it's fair because it's like it started out as it being
it's everyone's choice. Everyone has the right to be, to do what they need to do and whatever they believe in. But now it's becoming peer pressure. Like, oh, if you don't, it's a mob mentality. Oh, if you don't do this, you're not a team leader. You don't, it's leading to other things that it shouldn't lead to. If a person makes a personal decision, they don't know why they're making those personal decisions, whether it's religious or whatever it may be, then that should be applauded and not looked at as you're not a leader or you're not a good person, and it's becoming peer pressure, and it's not fair. I think
you got to make a case for it if you're talking about the reason you're not, but you're in a locker room around 53 players. You know what I mean, Chris? Close quarters.
Right.
You're not working in a cubicle in an office by yourself. Like this just, there's no other way around it. I mean,
That's the difference.
Am I right?
And when you say, Rob, it's a personal decision, it could affect other people.
Right.
It could affect their paychecks. It could affect their health. That's the thing.
It could affect somebody in their family.
Personal freedoms. Yes.
Right.
Personal beliefs. We got to let people believe what they believe. Religiously or otherwise, I'm with that. But this is putting other people's health at risk and livelihoods to some degree.
This is just a bigger fish to fry, Chris. I'm with you on this. This is not your standard, something that only affects you. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
you decide to do something. Even if it was the Kaepernick and he wants to kneel down, that only affects him. That
right.
doesn't affect anybody else, right? That's what he wanted to do. He didn't push anybody else into doing it. That was him. And
yep.
and I can respect that, right? Did he disrupt the national anthem? Did he yell at the person who was singing it? Did he tackle the person? You know what I mean?
He went out of his way to be respectful.
Exactly. So that was personal. But in this case, because it's so contagious and what's happened, I mean, you know, Chris and I, we lost people in our business. Chris lost his father-in-law. I mean, it ain't that easy just to say, well, I don't want to do it because I don't want to do it. It's just not, right. not anymore, Chris. It's not.
All right, we got Charles Robinson, great NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, joining us in a moment. First, though,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest, as I said, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, does a fantastic job, friend of the show, Charles Robinson. Charles, what's up, brother?
What up?
I swear to God, every single time I come on with you guys, it's like right when I'm in the middle of like all hell breaking loose on Twitter and I'm fighting
really?
With people. And I'm like, I feel like every time I come on, I'm like, why is it always this theme of me? Like, maybe I'm just always fighting with people. I guess that's possible.
So what are you fighting about?
Now
obviously,
what,
it's something
Charles,
to do with Cam.
What?
What's going on?
Oh, just, you know, all the Deshaun Watson, you know, stuff. Okay. Everybody in Miami who's, you know, I've been canceled in Miami for a decade anyway, but I think I just renewed that cancellation.
I don't remember you doing all of this at the Oakland Press. You know what I'm saying, Charles?
yeah, it was a quieter time in my life. A long time ago.
And for people who don't know, the Oakland Press, a newspaper in Oakland, in Michigan.
Right.
Not in Oakland, California. But anyway.
Well, maybe we'll get to Deshaun, Charles, but obviously we got to start with Cam. And let's go here first. What's his future hold? I mean, I think teams, correct me if I'm wrong, you want your backup to be invisible, all right, unless it's time for him to play because somebody's hurt.
Not a
Cam
radioactive.
Cam is anything but, right, he's anything but invisible. Is that going to work against him as far as getting a job somewhere as a backup?
Well, I think that visibility, I mean, he's definitely a guy who's extremely visible, but not just, you know, when you talk about being invisible, I think it's such a support role. You have to be there to support the starter. You have to be there to get the starter ready to play. You know, very important in a classroom that you and the starter vibe, all these different things. And it would be a completely different, you know, situation for Cam, obviously, because he's never been that. He's always been the starter. He's always been the guy. He's been the ace of spades for at least he was for the longest time with the Carolina Panthers, the top card in the deck. And then, you know, things unfold there. He ends up in New England. But even in New England, you know, they treated him like he was that guy. He bought into the culture.
Right.
Bill, you know, was close to him and really enjoyed having him there. And, you know, this was a little bit of a surprise. I won't lie to you there. I was a little surprised he got released. But, It's going to be tricky. I think it ultimately comes down to a team. If you sit there and you go, look, we feel good about our roster. We feel like we have a contending roster, and we really prize having experience at the backup spot, maybe over just the support role. We really want to have someone there who's got experience if we have a starter go down, and also looks at the situation and feels like their backup is highly inexperienced, not someone that could handle it if the lights come on and really has to operate in a pinch for two or three games and be a high-level starter. I don't know if Cam is still that. We don't know that. It was hard to discern that last year in New England, and obviously it was hard in the remaining years that he was in Carolina. He went a couple of years in Carolina where, you know, it felt like a decline and there were injuries. So I think his health is of paramount importance. I think he has to be very selective about where he goes. But, you know, I did see someone mention Pittsburgh, and I thought that was a pretty intriguing spot, just because if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, that's I think there are some similarities, some comparisons you can draw between he and Ben. I think it's a good enough team that if Ben were to go down, you would want the experience. This is a season in which you would still want to maximize your shot, your opportunity, before you lean into a young guy. And so I actually thought that was a pretty decent, you know, fit. I don't know anything personally about Pittsburgh's situation, but it's going to be really important for Cam to take his time and figure out what the opportunities are and then pick it right.
But Charles, are there going to be any if he's unvaccinated? Do you know what I mean? I think that's going to work against him, bringing him in somewhere.
It doesn't help. You know, I've said this, I've written about this. Like, if you, I, the way I put it when I wrote about, you know, once the Pfizer shot was FDA approved, I said,
right,
okay, well, this now becomes part of the eval for your team. Like, I think once it came out of the experimental realm, I think now teams could look at players and say, it's no longer an experimental drug. It's FDA approved. And by the way, billions of people have taken
used
vaccines
it. Exactly.
Yeah, we're not in the testing phases anymore.
You can't use that as an excuse, right?
Right. And so I think, like, your evaluation, as I put it, was, you know, okay, now when you look at your roster, it's, you know, tackle, run, block, pass, and vaccinate. Like, it has to be one of the fundamental things that you look at, particularly at quarterback. And here's the really dicey thing about this. What if your starter is vaccinated and you bring an unvaccinated backup into your quarterback room? You're exposing your
right,
your starter potentially. And what if, God forbid, what if your backup ends up being the guy who gives your starter, you know, brings COVID in? Then your job as a coach, as an evaluator, and probably a general manager is going to come into the crosshairs because it's a big decision you make.
You threw out Pittsburgh. Let me throw out a few other possibilities and see what you think. As a backup, Dallas, Baltimore. As a starter, potentially Houston. Do any of those make sense to you?
Houston doesn't. I mean, you know, in the midst of, like, all this Watson stuff, I've had a chance to talk to people there. I mean, they really want to roll with, you know, they drafted a quarterback in the third round this year, and they also obviously have Tyrod. I think they're sort of like, let's see what we have this year. Because, I asked, hey, in the midst of the conversations they'd had about Watson and, you know, some of the stuff about potential quarterbacks coming back in deals, like, they were like, look, we Jalen Hurts wouldn't be a part of it if he were ever dealt to Philadelphia. Mm. And they signaled to me, look, Tua, we don't want Tua back. Like,
really?
If we were to deal him to Miami, that, you know, Tua would not be a player that they would want to come back. You know, they want a package of picks. The picks are really important, and that's the ammunition they want to move forward. But so I think that they want to roll sort of what they have in Houston right now. As far as Dallas, you know, obviously they cleaned out basically the depth chart behind Dak. So, right, you know, we'll see what I'll say this. It looked troubling in the preseason and in Hard Knocks. I'm like, the backup position is devastated here, and I don't know how, you know, they're going to remedy that. They're going to have to hope to address it. So I think the possibility is there for him, you know, in terms of the need. I don't know if the fit is necessarily there. I don't know what I can't speak to what Mike McCarthy, you know, how, you know, what he thinks of Cam, or, you know, his talent, or how he would fit in the locker room, all these different things. Baltimore, I'll say this about Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, like, is untroubled by anyone behind him. Like, so there's no, like, this whole idea of, like, bringing a guy in and is he going to help the starter enough or this or that.
Yeah, I don't think that there's an issue there. I agree with that.
Yeah, Lamar don't care. Like, trust me, Lamar ain't worried about anybody coming for his job. So, that, at the very least, you would know that that's a place that, you know, he could go and scheme-wise, the fit would be, you know, similar in terms of skill set. But I will say this about Cam, and I think this is another problem. The one wrinkle that Cam brings when he's healthy and truly playing at his peak level has been that ability to go off script. I'm not going to say run, but to go off script and hurt teams that way. Even last year, when you look at his best moments early in the season, he was hurting teams by running, and those were scripted runs. But I think, you know, there's an off-script aspect to it. I don't know now how much of his game can still be that. You know, at some point, we got to be honest, like, Cam over the length of his career has taken a ton of punishment. And at some point, you know, you just – that stops being an effective part of a player's game. Right. And I just don't know if it's there for him anymore.
All right. That's our man Charles Robinson with the knowledge. Yahoo
Thanks,
Sports
Charles.
Senior NFL reporter. Thanks, brother. You know we appreciate you.
Hey, thanks and on me, social boy. Media, remember, you're Charles in charge, okay?
Not lately,
no, you
got to
do what Rob does. Do what Rob does and block everybody.
You know, right? I went. Hey, Charles, I went from a million people to down to 57,000 because I blocked so many people.
All right, buddy. See you, man. All right, if it isn't clear by now, the Miami Dolphins have almost zero confidence in Tua as their starting quarterback. My goodness. And Charles dropped a gem, Rob. He said Tua would not be a part of that deal if Houston has something to say about it, which they certainly do. All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets. basically everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iCouple, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And you heard Charles Robinson, plugged in NFL reporter from Yahoo, just tell us a moment ago that if Houston were to trade Deshaun Watson to Miami, they don't want back Tua Tagovailoa. That stunned me, Rob.
Yeah,
because I'd always assume he'd be a part of it, right? That you felt the same way? Obviously, you're not keeping him if you trade for Deshaun Watson.
No, right.
And so he'd be trade fodder for something else. But why, if you're Houston, why wouldn't you want Tua?
That's crazy.
I do think. Look, do you get Miami being interested in Deshaun?
I don't get it because, to me, you know, last year I was critical of them when they had Fitzpumpkin going in. You remember they kept pulling him out and putting in
Tua.
And I was like, Chris, we just talked about it, right, with Mac Jones. Once you put the guy and you make a decision, let him play. How are you going to learn to play?
You know he's not going to be great every game as a rookie.
What are you doing? Come on, man. Let the guy play. And the other part was, we know Fitzpumpkin. We know what he is, Chris, right? Plays well for a little while.
They're going to find that out around week four in
Washington. Right. We already know that. I don't understand. Like, haven't they seen the movie before? Because we've seen it already. We've seen it 100 times, like The Wizard of Oz. But anyway.
Right.
And then you remember before the draft, all the talk about them going to take a quarterback. And then all of a sudden they backed off of that and said they weren't. You remember that?
Yeah.
So if I'm Tua, I'm like, wow. They don't want me. Chris, how could you think anything other than they didn't want me? They don't want me.
Nah, look, there's no doubt. And look, he has no choice but to suck it up and go out and ball. If you want them to want you, make them want you. That's all there is to it.
No, that's all he has
football.
Left, right. No.
Yeah, so you got to go out and do it. You can't feel sorry for him. But here's why Watson is beginning to make more sense to me, because – you know, obviously, Rob, Houston wants 3 first-round picks and 2 seconds. That's a haul. And if they get that, Rob, then I would trade him. As much as we've said, look, he's a great quarterback. You keep him.
No, given what's on the table, right?
No matter what, it's going to be trouble. Like, if he's found innocent of all these charges and he's able to play next year without anything hanging over his head, he's not going to want to be there.
Right.
So it's still going to be a problem. So if you can get that type of haul for him, do it.
I'm still not sure.
Right. Because, let me go here first. I do think, because we've both said, look, if I'm Houston, play the guy until he's put on the commissioner's exempt list.
So he's not starting,
right? And I was reading some stuff today. He's like fourth string. He's not going to play. He's on roster. He's going to get paid.
So nothing's changed since I went on vacation. Like, I don't know.
Not regarding that.
Okay.
One thing that's come out, though, Rob, as I was reading, is that obviously there are no criminal charges against him yet.
Right.
And there are some saying if there are no criminal charges brought, he may not ever go on the exempt list. If there are no charges brought, criminal charges.
But the only thing is that's very different from the NFL in the past, because you didn't have to have criminal charges for them to levy a penalty against you. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times, Ezekiel Elliott, that was after the decision by the courts and everything. But whatever the case, they're saying that. And then if, let's say, you trade for him and he's found guilty of these charges and he can't play. The legal system has him under control, whatever. You can get out of the contract. That's the thing, right?
Oh, you can. You can at that point.
Yeah, because he's done criminal. You know what I mean? Like, he's broken all types of morals clauses. So
morals clauses, which are in those contracts.
Right. The thing is, though, do you want to give up all that for and then he can't play?
No.
I mean, whatever front office does that, Rob, you're done. Yeah,
and as soon as you make the trade, Chris, then the FBI will file charges. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be like you make the trade, and then they'll file charges against
them.
And you're like,
and if you got a guy you believe in, okay, we get it. Maybe Tua may never be as good as Deshaun Watson, and Watson's a proven commodity. Tua's not. But if you have any faith in him, Rob, you're not doing this deal. I mean, they really must not think he's going to be that guy. I mean, at all. All right, so we got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. Plenty to get into, plenty more Cam. You know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.